Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Celtics took on the Lakers on Saturday night. Big nationally televised game.
Saturday night's main event.
Celtics end up winning 125-121. It was up against the Royal Rumble, which is always dangerous because, we'll get to that a little bit later on. But during this game, there were a couple of big calls that, well, maybe the biggest superstar on the planet, LeBron James.
He
did not agree with whatsoever. At the end of regulation, Hart, you got LeBron driving to the rim.
LeBron James.
He gets hacked. There is no question about it. He gets hacked. The refs miss the call. And Hart, how would you describe the reaction thereafter from LeBron James?
Embarrassing temper tantrum. Horrific. I mean, I could see that if this were game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Okay.
But correct me if I'm wrong, it's January 28th at the time.
I think it was game 58 or 59 on the schedule,
like,
whatever.
Like, what are we doing?
Right?
And I understand it was an egregious missed call.
It was really bad.
At any level, on any player, a slap to the forearm going to the hoop is a foul. So his whole going down, I watch basketball and I don't understand it, and me, and he thinks it's about him, well, I shouldn't say that. He thinks everything's about him. So
well, that is, yeah.
But
the NBA's made it that way.
And, oh, by the way, they didn't lose. The play didn't lose.
Right.
It was sort of like we kept talking about the Raiders game and the Patriots, and if you're losing and you start throwing the ball around like a whack job.
Correct.
Situational awareness. When you do it when you're going to overtime, situational idiocy. LeBron did not lose this game,
you live to fight another day.
They were still going to overtime.
Right. And if you're the best player on the planet, go carry your team to an overtime victory. Overcome, beat the stripes too, blah, blah, blah. Instead, he has a hissy fit. It's childlike. It's a cliche, but this is the kid in the grocery store aisle that saw something at eye level that's really cool and the parent doesn't want to buy it and just starts flailing and screaming. It was embarrassing for a man of his stature.
Well, I think there's two things at play here. Number one, it was an egregiously bad call and a big miss. And it feels like the frustration of the season and the officiating is starting to kind of come out in some of these guys in a different way. I think for someone like Jason Tatum, 36-15 on the year, the record looks pretty good. He's one of the top three candidates for MVP. He'll have a visceral reaction to a missed call like that. But nothing like LeBron did, where, like you said, it was like it was game 7 of the West Finals and he got hosed out of a chance to go to win a championship or have a chance at a championship. It was a complete and utter meltdown. And then when it was, 3 seconds left in the game or whatever, and you knew it was salted away at 125-121, there he is sitting on the bench having a sad. I saw somebody do the comparison to that. I've never seen this movie, Little Miss Sunshine, I guess. There was the kid sitting in the field, and then, it was he had a towel wrapped around his head. I have no idea. I've never seen the movie, but it made me laugh when I saw the whole video comparison because there's LeBron, towel over his head, all his teammates getting ready to go back out there to play those last couple of seconds, and there he is kind of pouting on the sideline, having a sad.
And
all he needed was a shower and John Anderson to just sort of talk to, and they could have huddled up and had a sad together.
Now, do you think there is some blame to be had here by Ham and the Lakers coaching staff? Because if you remember,
in what way?
A year ago, when we were going through Celtics struggles, all Tatum does is bitch, all the Celtics do is bitch about calls.
Yep.
Some of it was pushed onto the plate of Udoka. Like, get your team in line. Like, get them focused on the right. And
everybody can't complain, that kind of thing.
The LeBron thing was I don't know if it was the most glaring example because you had Patrick Beverly bringing a camera, which made me laugh.
I was going to get you there, but I'm glad you mentioned
it. But there was also the Schroeder thing where he went down like he got shot by a sniper got a technical. So this feels like a thing with the Lakers,
uh-huh.
Like your maturity, you're not high school kids. You're not middle school kids. You're LeBron James. You're about to become the league's all-time leading scorer.
Oh, yeah, there's that, too.
And you're flailing at the end of a game that didn't lose you a championship, didn't lose you a game or a playoff spot, didn't actually lose you anything. You have the opportunity to continue playing. It was embarrassing. I also would like to know, I probably should be smarter, know how to Google something like this. How many NBA overtime games start with one team leading? Because that's pretty cool that the Celtics led by a point thanks to the technical when you start overtime. There's 5 minutes in overtime and you're up one.
That's a great question. I don't know how many times
it's probably happened before, I would assume.
I think so, but it is. That's a statistical rarity. I wonder if it's happened even 10 times in league history.
I also was not bothered that LeBron wasn't teed up, really. The game is over. It's in between regulation and overtime. He didn't go at an official, didn't do anything specific. Like, he just, it's embarrassing. He should be above these things at this point in his career.
You would think so.
But it didn't bother me that he didn't get, plus the officials knew and admitted they screwed the call up right
away.
Well,
I'm glad you said that. By the way, for those wondering in the standings, the Lakers are two full games out of the 10th spot in the West.
But aren't they only like four games out of the four spot?
They're in 13th. Well, the Lakers are 23-27. The Clippers are the four seed right now. They're 28-25.
Yeah, so they're not.
So to your point, but they're on the way back end
of that
grouping of teams. And you mentioned the officials. And I'm going to pull this up here because the NBA referees actually did tweet out the fall, which is just amazing.
Ridiculous.
At official NBA refs. So NBA referees have their own deal. You can see it up on Twitch as well. Like everyone else, referees make mistakes. We made one at the end of last night's game, and that is gut-wrenching for us. This play will weigh heavily and cause sleepless nights as we strive to be the best referees we can be.
How many sleepless nights? Because I'm going to say zero. You literally think they're not sleeping?
They're sleeping fantastic.
I would
in
the Westin or the wherever nice hotel
in the Marriott corner room in their first class flights. Yeah, they'll be okay.
Dinner paid for, making good money.
They missed the call, there's no doubt. And look, the LeBron reaction is what I think kind of got the ball rolling on social media that led right into the bad officiating that we saw during the championship games, because that was out there. And it was really LeBron having a sad and LeBron being a bitch, basically. Let's go to the LeBron stuff, because Tatum was basically like, yo, man, whatever happened in the last 2 minutes in OT, it was all like a blur. But here was LeBron whining after the game.
I mean, you guys seen some of the games that we've lost this year with late game missed calls. We had an opportunity to literally, you know, win the game. I mean, that's, you know, I had this second one in the last few weeks for myself. You know, I guess Dallas had an opportunity to win the game if the foul was called. K-9 the other day had an opportunity to tie the game if, you know, the 4-point play is called. You know, I don't understand what we're doing. And I watch basketball every single day. I watch these games every single day. And I don't see it happening to nobody else. It's just weird.
He's full of it.
He is full of it, but here's what it is. And I hate the phrase in that league, but in the NBA, especially when you are a superstar of LeBron James level, you expect every call to go your way.
Yeah.
And that is, unfortunately, a part of the entitlement in the league that fuels this kind of stuff. Because there is a difference between Grant Williams throwing his hands in the air and saying he got fouled and doing it every once in a while. Like, Grant doesn't argue every foul that he commits. There are times where he knows, yeah, I hacked the guy. Whether he had to, whether he didn't, whatever it is. But if you watch the superstars, and this is what we worry about with Jason Tatum, that it's every time. Every time you're touched, oh, I got to say something, or, oh, you missed this. And that makes it even worse because in the NFL, there's normally the slow motion replay that can break it down or whatever. You'll get a little bit of that in the NBA, but to me, it's natural for an NBA fan to say, well, the star must be right, because that's how it has been ingrained in all of us as fans. That why do you want Jason Tatum to win an MVP? Because he starts getting superstar calls. That's not, rah, we're going to change the way it's officiated. It is the, we're going to play into the way it's officiated.
Right. The benefit of the doubt goes to the star.
All the time.
And I fully admit, as much as I make fun of referees and basketball officials and everybody, it's a hard job. There is a lot of crap going on.
Wow.
And that is why, LeBron, sorry, you pretend you watch basketball, I guess. I see this in every game at every level that I ever watch.
Mm-hmm.
Guys bitching and moaning about I didn't get a call, the foul. Like, it's endless. And, again, I understand why, because there's questionable calls. There's calls that are missed. Hell, there was a call in this game where they went to a replay on a Grant Williams stepped out of bounds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Jeff Van Gundy goes, and right here, well, he doesn't step out of bounds. He never went out of bounds. They screw up. It just happens at all levels. And I feel like basketball, you almost have to accept it more than any other sport due to the speed of the game, the size of the guys. I mean, I watch a lot of when they set the picks at the top of the key, the three-point line, which one's an offensive foul and which one isn't. I'm like, those look the exact same to me. I don't know how one went one way, one went the other.
They're all moving screens.
Right.
Right.
So you almost just have to accept that human error or just different crews calling it differently. This one was blatant. But LeBron doesn't need to make it more than it is. He's making it like it's some sort of statement on the Lakers, on him, his career,
yep,
his entitlement.
Yep.
Nope, they missed a call. And they feel bad. They're losing sleep over it, LeBron, just like you're losing sleep over it. You guys both are struggling in your fancy hotel rooms to sleep.
I was just going to say, I wonder if either side is losing sleep necessarily.
Well, LeBron might be because he's a baby.
Well, all LeBron's thinking of is, when can I get the hell out of here? Or when can I strong arm them to bring in my kid?
Right. That's all he's focused on now.
Yeah.
The record, because he's manipulating that so he gets it at home, and then playing with his kid. That's all he's, and I don't blame him. He's pretty much done all you could do.
Yeah,
it's kind of like Brady. I want to talk up the Niners because that's the one interesting story, challenge, dream that's left on his to-do list.
I think that's happening. I'm in. I am all in on that. Especially, are you kidding me?
Well, LeBron traveled. Put the traveling away. It's the NBA. Everybody travels. You want Tatum called for travel every time he travels? How about JB? You want him called for travel every time he travels?
You don't.
So stop texting it.
That's the one thing to not complain about.
Because
it's like the book in Family Guy, everybody poops. In the NBA, everybody travels.
And can you imagine now the way they've gotten them used to being allowed to travel? If you clamp down on traveling, it will
forget
be unwatchable. It'll be whistle, 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 whistle. It'll be like field hockey.
No, it'd be like that.
Shot at field hockey there.
It would be like the new Boban commercial where, I don't know if you've seen it, where he's the announcer, right? And he's like bouncing, bouncing, bouncing.
Jump in at any time.
Bouncing, 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 bouncing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. By the way, I give Boban a ton of credit for realizing who he is and allowing people to kind of be in on the joke with him as well.
Yep, absolutely. Laugh with them and laugh to the bank.
Yep, there you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.